This is another one that's... This one is very new that I'm writing. I'm still not clear about everything that I want in this poem. But when I was about 5, I went to the circus with my family. And my father was making movies, home movies, which he always had his camera at all great events. And what happened was a woman from the trapeze fell down and was killed. And he caught it on the camera. And he still has this on film. And whenever I see the movie, I can't figure out whether or not this is something I really saw, which my parents tell me I really saw it, or whether it's something that I've seen the film so many times that that's now my memory, the film, not what I really saw. You know, you repress horrible things like that. So this is called Young Woman on the Flying Trapeze. My father's handheld camera caught elephants in his lens, shrank them harmless, the size of captured bees in a jar. A lion tamer sitting in his chair, father kept nature in perspective. I saw the human pyramid balance on an acrobat's head and bicycle along the spider webs, and bicycle along the tightrope single strand of spider web, their 10-foot snap bean of balance pole bending. No safety net to land in, the trapeze artist caught his partner in midair, caught by the camera's perfect timing as they swung in and out of my line of sight. I was 5. In nightmares, the body falls straight into the dreamer's eye, who wakes before hitting bottom. Did I blink then? Did I glance away? The moment her silver body tumbled like an angel out of heaven? I don't remember it. My father slows the clicking projector down frame by frame. The lady trapezer aims for her partner now and somersaults. Her partner's wavering hand connects with her sequined wrist. His other hand misses, clamping shut on the air that frames her. No connection, her body blurring its blurred speech, as on the sawdust floor, the camera locates the broken italic of her flesh. No connection. I still can't focus, no matter how many times I see it, no matter how many times my father runs the film. Projected in reverse, my father has her climb the ladder of light one more time for my benefit, as she performs a last miraculous escape. But he can't rescue her or me from gravity forever. Backwards, she bullets up towards the bullseye of her partner's fist, her face enlarged in its unknowing, and comically lands on the platform, squarely on her own 2 feet. Spliced into the same reel, unreal documents of the commonplace, a picnic underway. Then it is Sunday. The living room upholstery is brand new. The frigid air is white enamel white. Then, a lucky break to catch this, I am crawling, hoisting myself up my mother's skirts to take my first steps, fighting to keep my balance, staggering towards whatever it was I reached for out of camera range, a speck on the eye's periphery. And the camera held and followed me, exploring these unfamiliar heights.